Atoms are the basic components of matter. You meet atoms every day. They behave like nature's indestructible Legos. In these encounters, atoms are really not created or destroyed. Rather, atoms can form specific attachments, in a way, like various Lego pieces. They give rise to familiar structures called molecules. I'm chemist Bill McLaughlin, and I will be your host introducing and explaining a familiar molecule in each episode. You're listening to Monday's Molecule, a regular feature of KGVM Radio. You or someone you know experiences that sneezing and watery eye response from common allergies to pet dander, pollen, and air-carried molds, or even venom from an insect when it enters your body. Our immune responses work by releasing antibodies. These are special proteins that fight back invading allergens by reacting with the offending irritant. The irritants are called allergens. Then our bodies need to get rid of the tied-up allergen. This is where histamine triggers reactions that help clean up the battlefield of antibodies and allergens. Today, let's explore the molecule-based connections between allergens, antibodies, and especially histamine. These three substances interact in some interesting ways that provide the molecular explanation for those allergic 30 miles per hour sneezing outbursts. Histamine is a relatively small molecule made up of just 17 atoms of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. One place it is stored is in granules that are inside of special white blood cells called mast cells. We have lots of mast cells, especially in our nose area and eyes. Histamine molecules cause most of the typical allergic responses like sneezes and watery eyes that we notice. Consider those sneezes and watery eyes, since they cause fluids to leave our bodies, actually as ways to help get rid of the allergens. Those allergic symptoms are uncomfortable, but they are serving a purpose, and histamine is the root cause of those helpful but uncomfortable symptoms. So, let's review these connected reactions. Allergens cause antibodies that are on mast cells to become active. Antibodies lock on to entering allergens to stop their functions. This can be helpful if the allergen is some parasite or disease-causing organism. However, pollen, dust, and pet dander may not be all that harmful. People with allergies, though, have the same antibody response to those less harmful problems as they would to more harmful invaders. Specific antibodies react, bind up with certain allergens to prevent the allergens from doing anything else. For example, once a lock is closed with a specific key, the lock cannot really do anything else, but only a certain key can actually do that. So, once an allergen is closed by the specific antibody, it can no longer do anything else either. However, that's not the end of the story. The locking of an allergen to an antibody on the mast cell exterior causes histamine molecules to be released as well. Next step, what is that newly released histamine going to do? A key histamine effect is making capillary blood vessels a bit leaky, so more fluids are released which contain helpful white blood cells, but also result in fluids building up causing swelling and irritation. Watery eyes and sneezing both accomplish a flushing out of those increased fluids. The way histamine gets the blood capillaries to change is by attaching itself to special receptors on blood capillaries. So, histamine is, in a sense, the communicator molecule that sends the message after the antibody does its thing to start releasing extra fluid from the capillaries to wash out anything that the allergens have reacted with. We can't really talk about Monday molecule histamine without looking into antihistamine medications. You can tell by the anti part here that these medications contain molecules that prevent histamine from causing the swelling and irritations associated with the antibody response. Let's think about the plans that could work here. A couple of logical ideas seem possible. You might try to see if there was a way to keep mast cells from releasing histamine in the first place. Or you could look for ways to block released histamine molecules from attaching to capillary cells. Most antihistamines are built around the second choice. There are various types of antihistamine medications that can block histamine molecules from making their communication to the cells that cause those extra fluids to be released. These blockers do this by attaching to the histamine receptors on your capillary cells. Antihistamines do not actually prevent the allergen antibody reaction. Instead, antihistamines just stop histamine molecules from docking with receptors on other cells, so the swelling, irritation, runny nose, and watery eyes are reduced. Always consult your physician and pharmacist when making any medical-related decisions. Note the side effects and other drug interactions. If you want more information about histamines or antihistamines, you can contact me via email to mondaysmolecule@gmail.com, and I will try to get back to you. You can also suggest other interesting molecules to feature on the program. Stay tuned for more Monday Molecule broadcasts.